We welcome you back to Midland. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame conversation here with Rough Riders pitching coach Thomas St. Clair. Want to start here today with Blake Townsend, who takes the ball for the Rough Riders today. Really good back half of his outing. His last time out, struggled in the beginning, and then really good in the back half. When you have an outing like that, how do you look at that as a pitching coach and as a staff?
I think the first two innings were just the count leverage, kind of chasing from behind at times, and then the last two innings, I believe that's where five strikeouts came from, just seeing his results from when he gets ahead and makes good 2K pitches. So he's the kind of guy that when he has count leverage is going to be very successful, but not someone that a great plan to be pitching from behind.
You've talked about count leverage a lot when we've had our conversations this year. How important is that to the success of this pitching staff?
Yeah, I think in any pitching realm, it's everything. You know, Skewball had a great interview the other day where he's talking about the rule changes and the ABS, and still to the effects of that, count leverage really being the most foundational part of it. So great thing is so far we've done an excellent job with count leverage. We get ahead well. We get to two strikes well. Still working on progressing in 2K execution, not letting those counts fall back to even or 3-2, but we're in the right spots. We just got a few more steps to make coming up here soon.
Overall, numbers are a lot higher on the pitching side of things across all minor league baseball, and it's been the same here in the Texas League. But how do you evaluate how this team has thrown overall through the first month plus of the season?
And I've been really pleased with the competitiveness. I've been really pleased with them knowing themselves, knowing their arsenal, knowing what they're wanting to do per hand of batter and per count. I think really at the end of the day with all of them, like reinforcing the message that this is a game of dealing with failure, and if we fail with a great process, I think we all can go home at night and regroup on that and see how we can enhance it. But in a sense, you can live with that, where you know, if the process isn't there, then it's time to make some changes. But these guys competed well. We had some games that we pitched really well. We worked through that week in Amarillo, all the home runs. So the first pitch strike, getting into 0-2-1-2 counts has been tremendous. Haven't had the best 2K execution. So that's kind of our biggest thing moving forward right now.
In the minor leagues, it's a really interesting conversation between result and process. Yeah. And how do you really navigate that as a pitching coach?
I think everything we do from a KPI standpoint and from a process standpoint, like we're constantly evaluating these guys on what this performance would equate to at the big league level. And so just understanding at times that kind of the difference in style play at the big league level compared to the minor leagues, the things that translate really supporting them on that they might not be able to see the fruits of their labor on right now. And then you know, advanced scouting starts coming in at this level, getting guys prepared for that, educating and learning how to pick apart hitters without getting away from using your strengths and using your strengths in the right spot. So you just really, like you're saying, you use process over outcome for all of it. What translates at the big league level and what doesn't? And we're constantly evaluating our process and our KPIs as well to make sure that we're giving them the best measurements that are going to translate.
Thomas St. Clair, our guest here, Rough Riders pitching coach. You're here at the AA level coaching now for the first time. When you're attacking AA hitters and you're noticing the difference between maybe the high A and the AA level, what sticks out to you in terms of what AA hitters do really well?
Yeah, the two biggest things that I feel like have stood out visually and on paper are one, what they're able to do with mistake pitches, missing with off speed up in the zone. Guys will make you pay for that a lot more. And then the chase. I mean, without count leverage, it just seems to create swings out of zone. So getting ahead becomes kind of the theme of our conversation here. But getting ahead really becomes even more crucial than it is at the A-ball level. And executing pitches, especially when you're ahead in the count, become crucial as well. Yeah, I'm thinking even back to yesterday, just the amount of foul balls. You know, the contact rate goes up, hitters have a much better their self, their swing, what they're trying to do at the plate. So and then I think the same way the pitchers are taking steps forward and learning how to advance the same side on the hitters. The hitters are taking what their strengths are and trying to match that up to where they can get in the best situations versus the hitter. So It's interesting to see for the first time as a player coach. I think I'm like a A-ball lifer. But, you know, the chase rate drastically different and just paying for your mistakes drastically different.
That's part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Rough Riders pitching coach Thomas St. Clair. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for part two on the Cacique pregame show. Jack has Baylor Scott and White starting lineups coming up next.